Hello everybody, this is your favorite host Noobus, and this is the Read Along Witchcraft Show. Today guys, oh my god, I have to rant in the beginning of each episode, I don't know why. But I am sorry if I sound really low in energy. And I am low in energy, and goddesses know how hard I'm trying to do this episode. I have been working, I think I mentioned that before, I have been working in a day job, and it is 8 hours, and I was out today, all day, and I have been exhausting. Exhausted, I'm sorry, not exhausting. I have been exhausted, and I have bad news. My mic that I record with is busted. I cannot record with it again for the life of me. I tried fixing it just 100 bajillion times, and it didn't work out. So I'm trying to record without a mic, technically a professional mic. So bear with me, guys. I'm so sorry if you can hear background noise. I closed all the windows. I closed the AC. I closed the fan. I closed any source of sound. So I'm so sorry if you can hear sounds, because this is not an isolated mic that I'm trying to use. This is a normal mic from the phone. So anyway, with all the jazz, I want to say that you guys motivate me to do an episode, and you motivate me to talk, and just, oh my god, I love you guys. It's just, I'm not being dramatic. I really love you, and I love your support. So, let's talk about something so important today. Oh my god. We read from this book before, guys. This is a protection book. Okay. We are going to talk today about something that's so important, but people always miss out. I don't know why. Or usually people would do it but not believe that much in it. And you would never guess that. Because, oh my god, everybody does it in some way or form. Today we're going to talk about cleansing and protection baths. We are going to read from the book that's called Protection and Reversal Magic by Jason Miller. We read from this book before. It's amazing. If you guys need a good, thorough, deep book or reference about protection, if you work a lot with protection magic, if you're a white witch, whatever the case is, you need to get this book either in a hard copy form or a soft copy like I am. Just get the book because it's amazing. It's beautiful. And before I start with anything, I have to tell you the disclaimer that I say every time. I don't own the book. I am not crediting anything to myself. I'm just a reader reading you some parts in the form of audio from the book. I always link the author and mention him and mention the book and even mention the chapter. And if I can, I would mention the page. So, I am not crediting myself. Usually, when I credit myself for something, I would say I credit myself for it. Unless I'm doing a light episode, like the ones I do, where I read from my Book of Shadows, but I usually say the same thing. This info is available everywhere, on Pinterest, Google, YouTube, whatever. But this book is also available in every way, everywhere, in a PDF form for free to download. So, I'm not authoring, I'm not crediting myself, okay? Okay, let's get started. This is chapter 3, which is protection, protection, personal protection, I'm sorry. Okay, so let's get started. I'm not gonna read the whole thing because it's quite long. I'm just gonna read you the juicy things. So, he says that spiritual baths are one of the oldest strata of magical practice on this planet. From time, sacred baths have been believed to clean far more than just the body. The purity of the water used in conjuring with certain herbs, minerals, and oils can yield very potent results. We see evidence of sacred baths mentioned as far back. Okay, so he's talking about how baths are important and you use it for cleansing. Amazing, amazing. Okay, so he says also, the first consideration when putting together a bath ritual is the water itself. Traditionally, you would use water from a natural source, such as a spring, lake, or water collected during rainstorm. Okay, just let's wait. Let's just pause a minute because I need to drink because my throat is hurting. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, if you live near a sacred spring or river, this is ideal as a source of water. But the general idea is that the more natural the source of water, the better. That said, I will admit that most of the time I end up using tap water and suspect most of my clients do so as well. It's far better to use tap water than not take the bath at all. After you settling on the water to be used, you need to know what you are adding to the bath. Formulas typically call for 3 or more ingredients, usually odd numbers. These ingredients can be minerals, herbs, or zoological, and what they symbolize defines the nature of the bath. There are traditional bathing formulas for everything, from drawing money and love to influencing those around you, to repelling curses and negativity. It's this last category that we are concerned with here. The following are three examples of simple formulas that we can use. Please note that these formulas are only recommended for use by adults, and everyone should be careful with sensitive areas of the skin. Okay, end quote. I love how he mentioned that we need to take caution in using these, and we need to be responsible, and it's for adults, because guys, you need to just focus on the safety whenever you're practicing. I think I'm gonna do an episode soon about that, because the amount of people who hurt themselves or get injured because of magical practices, it's horrible. Anyway, I'm sorry. So here he mentions a protection bath, a cleansing bath, a reversing harm. So, I don't know if I'm gonna read this specifically, but I guess, yeah. So let's read the protection. Let's begin the quote. A good protection bath includes salt, ammonia, and vinegar. The salt and vinegar can be equally parts of about a half cup or so, but the ammonia should only be a tablespoon diluted in at least 4 gallons of water, as it's toxic and can be harmful if inhaled. Ammonia is considered such a strong cleaner that if more is used, it will not only remove negativity but positive and neutral ones as well. End quote. Guys, I'm just gonna be honest with you. I'm against this. Don't use ammonia. It's so strong. And oh my god, don't use ammonia, because it can cause allergy. And I'm not with that. He even mentioned it's toxic and can be harmful if inhaled. Like, seriously, you're gonna sit in the bath and you're gonna inhale it. Just, guys, don't use it. Use just salt and vinegar. Please stay safe. Oh my god. Anyway, the next bath is for cleansing. And he says, open quote, white oak bark, cinnamon, and pine needles compose a formula that I like for cleaning away jinx and negativity. Soap bath is also traditional, especially for clearing evil that you brought upon yourself. These ingredients can be added liberally to bath water. And he finally mentions the formula for reversing harm. Eucalyptus leaves, red pepper, and rue. This is specifically for removing harm back upon ascender and can be used in conjuring with the spell. In chapter 7, you can add approximately a half a cup of each eucalyptus leaves and rue and a pinch of red pepper. And then he says these three bath formulas are just a symbol of the almost infinite combinations that exist among traditional formulas for protection and reverse. So As we noticed, he mentioned a couple of things and a couple of things you can do while bathing. I have to tell you guys that you need to stay safe and test the product on your skin in a small patch if you got allergy in any way, shape or form. Please don't use it. If you got either a skin reaction, an eye irritation, or even a respiratory problem, just don't use it, because some cleansing products such as ammonia and red pepper is such, some people have allergies from it. Like, I have allergies from pepper. I can never use pepper on my bath. So please, guys, stay safe. I know that some products are really good in cleansing and removes the bad juju, but you can't risk having asphyxia or a respiratory problem because you want to get cleansed. Just maybe follow it by a cleansing ritual, a cleansing spell, but just don't have allergy in order to clean a bad aura or something. So this was a part of the book. I was going to do the timing, of course, the timing of the spell and the correspondence timing, but the episode's gonna be hella long and I don't want to do that. So we talked about the spell, we talked about the baths and some things. So guys, I love you and I'm so happy that you sticked around, and wish me that I get better because I want to do more episodes for you guys. And I love you, and this was your favorite host, Anubis. This is the Read Along Witchcraft Show. Be blessed, guys. Bye-bye.